You're the Spider-Man.
I am unwanted.
We have a job to do.
Do you have the papers?
I learned this the hard way, a long, long time ago.
What could go wrong?
I'm a driver.
That's that.
I don't do nothing for no one for nothing.
So what happens now?
This is Mommy's very special work trip.
One more thing.
Yeah?
It's very nice.
You think so? Or are you just saying that?
I really like it.
The movie news.
I got the bullets.
With Garrett Daly.
Afternoon to you, Garrett. We are starting with news of the Toronto Film Festival. Quite a decent lineup this year, huh?
Oh, it's a big lineup.
Yeah.
I mean, this is one of the biggest film festivals on the calendar. They released, I suppose, the first selection of movies that they've announced. They announced them on Tuesday. A lot in there. Let's start with some of the crowd pleasers, actually, that announced that we'll be showing. Renee Zellweger's starring in the Judy Garland biopic.
Yes.
That's going to be screening. There'll be a lot of interest in that. And Joaquin Phoenix is starring in the Joker origin story. I know we featured the trailer good while
back. It looks really good, doesn't it?
So now they're probably not in the kind of, well, you wouldn't know, in the award season hopefuls, because I suppose that's the thing about Toronto. It's viewed as one of these festivals that's going to kickstart the hunt for the Oscars for many, many people, directors, films, and actors. Ford versus Ferrari is a drama about a team of designers driven to develop a new racing car that stars Matt Damon and Christian Bale. Katrina Balfe also stars in that movie as well. The Goldfinch.
This is a biggie now for people who like the novel.
This is,
yeah,
John Crowley directing this. It's the big screen version of Donna Tartt's best-selling novel.
And a very long novel. So, you know, where, you know, will how will it be edited is the big question over this one, I think.
A big trailer as well to accompany it. So that's a big launch for that movie.
Yeah.
It could, you know, put it on a stage that we'll be talking quite a lot about it in the next couple of months.
Mm-hmm.
Just Mercy is also screening. It's a courtroom drama with Michael B. Jordan. And then an intriguing film, which is a look at the relationship between Pope Benedict and Pope Francis, that features Anthony Hopkins and Jonathan Pryce as the church leaders. It's called The Two Popes, is also going
to
be screening.
Interesting casting there, huh? Yeah.
Yeah. Now, the reason I suppose I'm mentioning kind of Toronto as a big festival precursor to the award season that will no doubt be upon us very quickly. You know, you had past Best Picture winners such as The Shape of Water and Green Book have all screened to great fanfare at the festival. You have had others recently that sort of did well but then slipped away, the likes of First Man.
Mm.
So there was a surprise that I suppose some movies didn't feature. You had Greta Gerwig's Little Women, which apparently was not finished in time for the festival. And indeed Martin Scorsese's The Irishman, which is going to be a Netflix release, but at the same time we suspected that there may be a festival showcase for that.
But nothing
as well.
As yet.
Apparently it was not ready as well. But just to go through quickly a couple of others that are going to feature. Blackbird is a family drama with Kate Winslet and Susan Sarandon. Hustlers stars Jennifer Lopez and Constance Wu. They're playing strippers who are out for revenge. We've also got Jobo Rabbit, which is a dark comedy set during World War II. And there's some Irish interest as well, filmed entirely in Northern Ireland with funding from Northern Ireland Screen. Ordinary Love is going to be presented at the festival as well. This stars Academy Award nominees Leslie Manville and Liam Neeson.
Like the sound of that.
Yeah, as an everyday couple with an extraordinary love who must find humour and grace to face a year of adversity. There's also an Irish co-production called The Other Lamb. This is a haunting tale that follows a young woman raised in a repressive cult led by a charismatic patriarch. That's screening as well. Denise Goff actually stars in that.
Mm-hmm.
And to kick off the festival, it's a documentary called Once We're Brothers. It's about Robbie Robertson, the lead guitarist and primary songwriter in the band. That's going to kick off the festival as its opening night presentation. The festival itself will run from the 5th of September through to the 15th, and they'll be announcing more premieres and screenings in the coming
weeks. Lots to look forward to in Toronto. Look forward to hearing how those go down. Now to other movie news. And, well, Matt Damon and Ben Affleck enjoyed an Oscar-winning screenplay way back when, and they seem to work well together. Are they back together for something?
They are.
Yeah?
So it was, well, you go way back when. It was 1997 for Good Will Hunting, to which they went on to win an Academy Award for their efforts as well. But they are working with Ridley Scott, who's just announced his next directorial effort called The Last Duel, and it's based on a novel by Eric Jagger. It's a revenge story, and it's about a Norman knight and a squire in a time time when the knight goes to war but returns to accuse his friend of assaulting his wife. Nobody believes the woman, and the soldier appeals to the King of France to undo a decision handed down. That decision is that the men must face off in a duel to death. So yeah, it's Ridley Scott, Matt Damon, Ben Affleck. It's
together
a good combination.
Again.
They're kind of not sure where it's going to land or what studio is going to be making it as yet.
But they're making it.
On that blog, they will be making it. Would you finance it? Yes, of course.
Okay. People seem to want to finance Adam Sandler too. You've Adam Sandler news for us.
Yeah, well, Netflix absolutely love Adam Sandler. And yeah, there's a lot of Adam Sandler fans out there. And you had a massive success with Murder Mystery, or so Netflix are telling us anyway, that there was a success. We're not quite sure. We have to go by the figures that they tell us. But his next untitled feature for the streamer has enlisted a big selection of actors for what is going to be a Hollywood themed movie. Kevin James, Julia Bowen, Maya Rudolph, Steve Buscemi, Ray Liotta and Rob Schneider are all on board for a screenplay that's going to be written by Sandler and Tim Herlihy. It's set in Salem in Massachusetts. He's going to play a devoted resident in a town devoted to the legendary Halloween celebrations, mocked by the rest of the town. When something truly scary threatens Halloween, it's up to him to save the most important day of the year. His production company, this is Adam Sandler's, Happy Madison, is producing the film. And I suppose Netflix are very happy because Murder Mystery set a viewership record on the platform of 30 million views for the first weekend, the most ever for an original film. So everybody likes Adam Sandler.
Okay, casting news for Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yes, he is joining Claire Foy. For the first time since 2011, they starred in a movie called Wreckers together back then. And this movie is called Louis Wayne. And this is for Amazon, who sort of pre-bought the US rights to it. Anyway, the drama is about a real-life Victorian painter. It's been directed by BAFTA-nominated British director Will Sharp, who wrote the script. And Wayne was an eccentric English artist who was known for his drawings of large-eyed cats and kittens. And it's believed in later years that he suffered from schizophrenia, which according to some psychiatrists can be seen in his works. He died in 1939. Anyway, Cumberbatch is going to play him, while Foy, Claire Foy, will play his wife Emily in the movie. And you're going to see Cumberbatch actually in a movie called Ironbark coming out shortly, and in Sam Mendes' movie 1917, which is coming up soon.
Yes, and
he'll
be in a new release we'll talk about later. Meanwhile, the return of Saw.
Yeah, the
Hooray.
Return of Saw. Where do we start with this? I've gone from Adam Sandler to Saw. Apologies, everybody. No, Chris Rock is actually going to be in a reboot of Saw. And they've got a release date for it. It's going to be May 15, 2020. It also stars Samuel L. Jackson. The movie was previously set to be released in October, but I suppose they've just decided to move it around to find a better placing for it. Yeah, it's a reimagining of the franchise about the serial killer named Jigsaw, traps his victims in a labyrinth of games, puzzles, and traps as the helpless victims fight for survival.
Lovely.
He's actually an executive producer on this as well, Chris Rock, and they've got, I suppose, the original creators of the series sort of involved there as well. And yeah, I think The Rock is in it too. There, so there you go.
Okay.
So that's it sold.
Interesting.
For everybody.
Yes, except me. Now. Trailer watch. Look, there have been interesting trailers the last few weeks. We were talking about Cats and, of course, the new Top Gun. And this is an interesting one you bring us this week.
Yes, this is Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, which is a biopic with Tom Hanks starring as Mr. Rogers. That's Fred Rogers. So this is a film loosely based on a 1998 Esquire article and follows a sort of jaded magazine writer played by Matthew Reese, who's assigned to do a profile of Fred Rogers, but is sort of doubtful of his optimism. And over time, the two form a friendship, and he overcomes his skepticism, learning about empathy, kindness and decency from America's most beloved neighbor. So this was a TV show that ran for many years.
It's really hard to judge from the trailer because Tom Hanks looks brilliant in it. but it could either be really good or kind of schmaltzy.
Or really corny.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's kind of, and it's going to be screening in Toronto as well. So it's going to get that sort of launch platform to see.
Yeah.
It's same director as Can You Ever Forgive Me?
Yeah.
Marielle Heller. So, I mean, that's a good sign as well.
Yeah, check out the trailer. It's called A Beautiful Day in the Neighbourhood. And it's the latest Tom Hanks.
Yeah, November in the US. So I suspect we'll have it not long after that as well.
He looks great in it.
He does.
New releases in our cinemas. Not a huge weekend of releases after Lion King and everything last week.
Yeah, and it'll be a hard placement for this movie. Horrible Histories is one of the big releases this week. The Horrible Histories, the movie Rotten Romans. So this is following on from the very, very popular TV series. Here's a little clip to give you a flavour of the movie.
Dad, please.
I said no.
But I want to be a Celtic warrior. Oh, it's not fair. Girls my age and other tribes have swords.
Yeah. Well, I am chieftain of this tribe, and I'm saying to you, you're not ready to fight.
But I am. I want to fight Romans.
Why? We can't beat them. They're too strong. They're too organized. The modern way of doing it is to cooperate with the Romans.
Oh.
Like the Iceni tribe do. All Romans are bad.
Name one good thing about them.
Fine. Their roads are excellent. So straight, you know? How could you not like that?
Oh, come on, Dad. They're so annoying. They just go around taking whatever they want, marching all over everything. I mean, why would you want to cooperate with them?
So that is Horrible Histories, the movie.
Yeah, Nick Frost, Emilia Jones, Sebastian Croft starring in that. And the thing about it is, this movie's loaded with facts, but the way that they deliver it to kids is really quirky, really interesting. And as I said, there's a huge fan base for the TV series. And I suppose it's probably an interesting movie to bring kids along to see of a certain age now, because they'll get an interesting history lesson done in a clever, clever, fun way. Okay, so we've got an animated movie as well, Birds of a Feather, which is out. This is about Manon's world, who's turned upside down when he realizes that he's not a seagull like the rest of his beloved family. Shocked, he runs away from home, where he meets birds of his own species and finds out who he really is. We've got William Dafoe, Kate Winslet doing some voice duties on that movie. And then finally, we've got Trailblazers, Nikola Tesla and George Westinghouse-Pitt, their wits against inventor Thomas Edison in one of the history's greatest rivalries, with a series of events determining whose electrical system will win the War of the Currents. The movie is called The Current War, and you've got Benedict Cumberbatch, Michael Shannon and Nicholas Hoult starring in this historical drama.
Very good. What TV movie are you recommending?
So this TV movie is about a TV host and his producer who are taken captive by a man who lost everything after following their financial advice, and with the resulting hostage crisis broadcast live on TV to the nation. However, the longer it goes on, the more we learn about their captor, and we suspect that he might be a victim of an elaborate conspiracy. It's a crime thriller directed by Jodie Foster, starring George Clooney, Julia Roberts, Katrina Balfe, who we mentioned
there she
earlier,
is again,
also
yeah.
stars in this movie. It's called Money Monster, and it's on RT1 tomorrow night at 9:30.
I would watch that again. I quite enjoyed it. Gareth, thank you.
Thank you.